you'll roll forward and run you a huge race this afternoon. Race 8, number 14, Shocking Luck for the Tiakau team.
Righto, so the two for Steve, race 7, number 12, Russian Revolution, and race 8, number 14, Shocking Luck. Have a good day up there, Steve.
That's lovely, Andrew. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Steve Hewlett there from Radio TAB with his early fancy. So for Tony Brazel, it was Here at Scone, 6-4 Snoopy, and for Brisbane, 7-12 Russian Revolution. For Steve Hewlett for Doomben, 7-12 Russian Revolution and 8-14 Shocking Luck. They're our early tips on this Racing HQ Saturday.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews, and tab markets.
Good morning again for those that are joining us on Racing HQ Saturday. Our TV audience are seeing Ray Thomas arriving. He's been out the back in the OB van and he's ready and primed. He's got notebooks, he's got the form guides. I will say that they are yesterday's form guides. We've been battling to get a Saturday paper. Unusually, the local news agency was closed when we went through, Maxie and I, much earlier this morning. And Ray, so I hope everything's all right with the papers, Ray.
Might have had a big night, I think, Andrew, but we did get the coffee.
Oh,
so
the coffees,
we're
yes.
Away.
No,
so good morning to you. Good morning, everyone.
I showed our listeners and viewers a little while ago. Now, you could come over a little bit closer this way so our TV audience can see you. And you look very dapper, even for 7 o'clock in the morning, Ray.
Well, I can't go back. I've got to...
You've got
hit
to stay
the ground
here.
Running as soon as we get off
exactly.
Air this morning, so that's okay.
Now, did you stay locally? Where'd you stay?
Yeah, I did. New place. The can I give it a plug?
Yeah, of course.
The Scone Motor Inn. They're
okay.
Really good people there.
Beautiful. Because last year you had to drive up from Musselbrook, didn't you?
No, from Singleton.
Singleton, that's it. I knew it wasn't here.
And I had a flat tire on the Friday, remember?
That's
so
right.
It was
you've had a less eventful Scone 2017.
Very smooth.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to stay anywhere next year,
okay.
Very good place.
No, good. Now, mate, how'd you get through yesterday? It was a good meeting.
Wasn't it? Yeah, and similar morning, I heard you say earlier, Andrew, this should clear out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Had a lovely day, didn't we? Got quite warm during the afternoon.
Yeah.
Hasn't been anywhere near as cold as has been in recent years, so it's actually quite mild. And is the rail that I hear going out 3 metres?
No, it's going out, yeah. So it's going out, and this was planned, so it was on riser, so everyone knew. But it's going out from the 800 to the winning post.
That's
it's going out 3 metres. And the track work has just finished at 7 this morning, so the team, Bernie Evans and the team, can get out there now and get amongst it. So
it's amazing to watch, because it's not an easy job.
No, it's not.
Take a couple of hours.
Yeah, it would. Even just that short distance, they've got to take all the, you know, all the, I don't know what they're called, but the get hammered into the ground. They've got to take all them out and put them the running rail. So, yeah, it'll take a little bit of work. So 3 metres, 800 to the winning post, and a good four. You've got plenty of good guests.
I have to try and charge through them, Andrew, do you reckon?
We're going to charge through them, but I'll tell you something. Before we get charging, we'll start it now because he's expecting it. There's no Duff this morning. It was well spoken about yesterday. Even the locals now are saying, Duff, you've got to get up on a Saturday morning and get amongst it.
Do we actually know what he does?
No, I think he just basically sleeps in. He reckons he's doing form and there's no phone to his place where he stays at Yarraman and all this sort of stuff. But
Good luck to him.
Yeah, he knows he was going to cop it and will continue to cop it over the next couple of hours. Darren Beatman, a smooth transition for him, straight into the trainer's role and winners. Morning to you, Darren.
Morning, Ben. Ray.
Hey, good morning, Darren. It's 5 winners in, I think, 19 runners, mate. Hit the ground running and your first stakes winner yesterday. Great feeling, I guess.
Yeah, it was a great day for everyone concerned. You know, it was a big thrill.
Duke of Valentinois, probably we were looking at the other horse, but by gee, Michael D just brought him into the race. I know John used Michael quite a bit down in Melbourne. He has ridden for Godolphin and he sort of knows the feel of the stable.
He does. He helped us a lot down south and, you know, we were stuck for riders and we heard he was coming up. So we were able to use his services. He's got great hands on a horse and, he's a quality rider.
You rode that horse brilliantly yesterday. Darren, big team in today and you're starting off in the first with Inter Lakuta. And, gee, I know he didn't beat anything at Wyong, but that was something... It just caught your eye, didn't it, the way he put 7 lengths on them and easily.
He did. He actually surprised me a little bit in the with the ease that he did it, it was no more than just a track gallop, what he'd do out at Osborne. But Ty was full of praise of him, and he's pulled up really well. He's just kept him ticking over. And look, it is a bit of a tough, like a harder race for him. But look, I think he's up to this type of race.
I liked your quote for me during the week, Darren, when you said he wasn't really suited at Wyon because he's more used to those big French tracks, so he's going to love Scone, isn't he?
Exactly. And to be fair, the surface yesterday, full credit to the curator and all the staff at Scone. Like they put up a great track. They were winning from everywhere. So that's all we asked for. And this horse, he'd be able to just get his toe in the ground a little bit. It was nice grass coverage and. That'll assist him well.
At Ozark in the second, Darren, I was still surprised at being double figures. I thought he was really good at Canterbury, ridden conservatively off speed. He powered home, beat the older horses. He looks an improving type.
He does. It was by default that he ended up back where he ended up in the race, but probably a blessing in disguise. He's just not a speed horse, and if you can hold him up, he's got a brilliant turn of foot. And it's hard for those, as you said, those three-year-olds to beat the older horses. He's really trained on well. His work on Tuesday morning at Warwick Farm was first class.
Nice horse. And the book, he's got it right in the third down. Our Man's Aura, a favourite, ahead of Epidemic. And talking to you a couple of times this week, you've got an opinion of Epidemic?
Oh, definitely. She's a full sister to Impending. She's not as robust as him. She's got that filly style about her. But our Man's Aura, look, she's got the runs on the board, and we've always liked her. She's shown great ability. She bounced back after that defeat at Randwick and trialled very, very well in a very strong trial. Mm. And the format of that trial has been tremendous. All things equal, she's drawn a very nice gate. Everything, seems to... She ticks all the boxes. The other little filly, she was a bit stiff first time out, last time in. She's got a good engine, it would be a great race.
Our Man's Aura defeated Malahat, who won at Canterbury midweek, and Taking Aim, who won a stakes race last week on the Gold Coast in that trial. So terrific form. Darren, Infradig, another one at double figure odds in the Denise's Joy Stakes, but she's drawn the one gate. There's a lot of speed up front. She'll get back but run home, and she's very good fresh.
Yeah, she is. She's very... You really nail on the head there that she's good fresh, and she's got a lightweight, soft draw. That can help the horse three or four lengths. So, Rachel on her, so, she's riding in great form. She's a big help to us at Osborne Park. She wrote a lot of work for us, and Barry trials for us, so it's nice to be able to repay her back with a ride.
Yeah, she's riding terrific form all season, Rachel. Grundeside and Old North and the Luskin Star Stakes, a deep sprint this, but both these horses come out of the Hawkesbury Rush, and how do you rate their chances today, Darren?
I think they've got good chances. I think Old North, he'll improve with the run. He's still not quite there. We're hoping to sort of get him up to Brisbane. So his run the other day, I thought they'd go a bit quicker in 1100 than what they did at Hawkesbury. They went a bit steady up front, so it was a little bit hard for those backmarkers to make ground. But look, coming out of Hawkesbury to Scone, it's going to be his type of track. And just getting into a nice rhythm. Grundersea, he was a bit stiff the other day, but all his wins, as we all know, all his wins are at Canterbury, so hopefully he can step outside the box and do something on another track.
Yep. And in the Dark Jewel Classic, I know Duff's very keen on Kinchachi. He believes out of all those mares that ran in the Hawkesbury Crown, Kinchachi probably had the most scope for improvement. Is that how you read it too, Darren?
100%. Look, he was caught three deep, no fall of Corey's. He was doing his best to try and get in, but she loomed up to win, but then she just petered on a run. She's come through that run really well. She's drawn a lot better today, and she'll be able to take a more positive position and recover.
Terrific. And Darren, just quickly, in Brisbane, you've got Morton's Fork running in a stakes race. He's coming off a little freshen up. Lovely recent trial, and looks a suitable race for him despite being only 1350.
Yeah, he's, look, the blinkers on today. He didn't have blinkers on in the trial. He's a very casual dude. You know, he's got a lovely way about him. So, look, if he brings his A grade form to the track, and he likes a bit of sting out of the ground, look, he's going to be, you know, right there.
Yeah, great chances all day, Andrew.
You've got good chances everywhere, mate, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got good runners down at Kembla.
Polemic's in a nice race down there, Darren.
Yeah, Polemic, Angerad.
Obscura, yeah.
Yeah, we've got Obscura. So that's a good race for him. You know, I think it's 2,000 metres, big track. And we've got Fragonard in Melbourne, so Billy's doing a good job with him down there.
This winning capers easy, Andrew.
Oh, fair dinkum. How easy is this game, Darren? How easy is this game? Just sit back whilst around and see and have a coffee, a latte, and just talk to all the people around the track, mate.
Well, I'm just here at this. I've never been to Kelvin side, and I thought I'd take the opportunity to come up here and, you know, meet some of the staff and have a look at it. And I'm going to see my mate Lonro today. And so, Duff, there's reception at Kelvin side, mate. You know, if you want to come over here, it's beautiful. Jump the
He said he was getting up to go and have a look at some babies at Yarraman.
You're too good, Duff.
I don't want to harp because it's business, mate, but are you happy with just the first few days of the role just settling in? And, like, you've probably said it this morning, Darren, where you're at Kelvin side and the team there. You can't be everywhere, and it is a system there at Godolphin that you've got staff everywhere that know what has to be done.
Oh, they're A grade staff. It was funny. It was after the race yesterday. Gay came and congratulated me, and I said, "I know how you feel now, Gay." And she was, you know, all dizzy and happy, and we're talking away. She said, "You know, they're just like children, these horses." And I said, "Yeah, and I've got a big family."
it is a great game, and mate, we wish you the best today. I hope someone told me last night, right?
Yeah,
Lonro is 18.
18, gee.
Yeah.
I find it extraordinary that Darren rode both the sire and dam of Epidemic, and here he is training them.
Yeah,
and he
rode
them to Group 1 winners, Lonro and Nemesis. Darren, it's amazing, isn't it? Time flies.
Yeah. It makes me feel old when they say
that was the one thing that went through my mind when someone tried to convince me that Lonro was 18. Anyway.
Where do the years go? Yeah.
Anyway, we've got something in common. We're mature. We're very mature.
Maturing gracefully,
yeah,
Daz, I reckon.
Some worse than others, though, I will say. Good on you, mate. Enjoy today.
Thanks, fellas.
Good
Thanks,
on you, Darren. Darren Biedman there.
He's hit the ground running, hasn't he?
He has. And it is a system. I mean, I know, you know, I can do the party. People might suggest it's the party line from Godolphin, but everyone knows what their role is. Whether it's Godolphin in Melbourne, they know Billy and the crew down there, the team at Warwick Farm. Wherever Darren is, there's other parties that look after their other horses, and Darren trusts them to pass on the information.
I think interesting part is when Darren was with John O'Shea, John O'Shea sort of evolved his own system, didn't he, in his first few months there.
Yeah.
But Darren's been there for so long, he knows that system inside out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's been a seamless transition so far.
Yeah, no, it has been. We'll update on some scratchings, if there's any extras. Rod Northam's going to join us in the van in a few minutes' time. Peter Snowden is on the line, so he's a busy lad with Paul today, runners everywhere. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Already this morning, we've had Tony Brazel on, who's mentioned Russian Revolution. Then we followed with Steve Hewlett up there from Radio Tab. He's mentioned Russian Revolution. It seems to be to me that everyone wants to be on Russian today. And one thing Steve Hewlett said, Pete, that he'd spoken to Michael Nolan this morning, who's got an outsider in the race up there, Upstart Pride. They're going to go out and really put some pace on, and I think you'll be happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, when he goes through the field, there's about 9 horses there that normally race on speed, so it's got the potential of being a very fast-run race, but it's something we've been looking forward with Russian Revolution, the whole preparation we've had him. So it'll be good to see him hopefully get that right sort of run today.
Yeah, good morning, Pete. You've also got Red Zell in the race, and he's a terrific chance as well. And talking to you during the week, you were saying that you couldn't split them too much, particularly with the track conditions. How is the track looking and which horse will it favour?
Soft six, probably one. Both horses handle softest track and,
okay.
and probably it's not wet enough to make it, I don't feel. Just walking it, it doesn't feel too bad, really. But I'm not a locally, so just a little bit new to me, but it certainly doesn't look feel to be any worse than that. And it's not really, if it's a heavy track, it certainly suit Russian Redzel better. He's a real knob in the wet, but both horses should get through this track pretty comfortably.
And last time they clashed, Andrew, was the Galaxy, that epic 1-2 finish. So best luck with both of them this afternoon, Pete. Big team also back here at your old hometown of Scone, and you start off with Plot Twist in the first. I guess he's slowly but surely starting to find some form, Pete.
Yes, absolutely, Ray. He's come along nicely. Good run first, second up the other day. Much improved run from his first. 22 still a tad short for him, but he goes to a mile and a half after this, so he started getting up into his right ground. Really happy the way the horse looks. He looked outstanding, and something he wasn't doing last time. I mean, he was sort of falling away with each run, but this time in, he's a seasoned horse now, and hopefully it's the preparation we can make something of him.
Yeah, Gibraltar Girl in the Denise's Joy comes out of a really strong form race. She beat Tessera, who was terrific on the Gold Coast last week, and up against the fillies today, she looks well placed.
It is the perfect race for Ray. As soon as she won at Ramming the other day, I just thought, this is the race we need to go for. She's dynamite 1,100 metres. She's got a great turn of foot over the shorter course. The only thing not good today is the barrier draw, but there's only one turn there, and a big field. They're bound to run along, so it's just a matter of Ty finding the right back to get onto and having an uninterrupted run the last 300 metres.
Well, yeah, certainly hope that's the case this time for Calander. He didn't have any luck at Hawkesbury last start. Looks hard to beat in the Guineas. France from his wide gate. Are you going to run him as well, Pete?
Yeah, they're both running, Ray. And,
yep.
France will be ridden a bit quieter than what he was the other day. It wasn't the intention to go out and lead, but he said he won't be leading today, but we'll look to find some cover with him. And Calander, too, you're right, he's just had no luck at all. It's just a matter. He's trying to touch Auckland as well, but where that start is, it's not a bad start, that they should be able to get in somewhere and find a spot. Both horses are going well, and Calander, he had a soft run his last start. He really never got extended at all the last 300 metres, so I think he had more to offer today.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, I know I can understand your frustration when you were watching those two old
Calander and Calander. Artistry,
yeah, exactly, Peter. But I guess Hugh Bowman was there, and he was in the good spot, and then suddenly he wasn't.
It was racing.
I guess you just put it down just common bad luck.
That's what it was, and it was the worst part about it, guys. Was Calander was the race before Artistry, and you have to have that much bad luck in one race, you know you're not going to get it the next race, but the same thing happened again.
Well, it couldn't happen twice or three times, could it, Pete? Surely, so.
No, well, that's racing, that race. You just get a cop on the chin. It's very, very frustrating at the time, but look, it's, you move on. Yeah, this race, you have good luck in, and some you don't.
What did Huey do the second time? He would have just walked straight past you, wouldn't he?
Well, he actually got off. He said, I've ordered a bucket of ice. I said, I don't care about the bloody ice. He said, no, it's for you. For rehab, not cool. The move
to you. Cool you down. One of those days, Pete. Hey, Pete, in the Luskin Star Stakes, I think this horse is under the radar a bit here, Gold Symphony. We haven't seen him since he defeated Happy Clapper in the national sprint at Canberra. How good does that form look here? And he's had a nice little soft trial coming into this, and how do you rate his chances in what's a pretty good sprint race?
He's going well, Ray. He's going excellent. He's a nice horse now. He's been gelded. He's really found a bit of his old form, so I was happy with his run the other day, and I thought he's a horse that's really improved and freshened up. He loves wet ground, so we kicked him out with the view of bringing him back and finding his wet tracks through the winter. And he looks in great order. You're right, I thought his trial was excellent the other day. He's got a bit of weight to carry today, but he's in good form. His first up form's not too bad, so he's definitely with a chance.
Yeah, under the radar, that horse, Andrew, about $10. Three mares in the Dark Jewel Classic. We've spoken about Artistry. Hopefully she gets luck in running today. Extensible back on a dry track, Pete. I think she's a real chance. And can Serene Majesty improve off her Hawkesbury run?
Yeah, well, Extensible first. I think it's the first time she's drawn a barrier for a yonk, so she really will appreciate that soft run just behind a nice bit of speed. So run of the race stuff goes her way, she's definitely having a great chance. I thought a troll was the best she's ever trolled the other day, so she's in great order to run. She's there to run well. Artistry, as we know, well, she's had no luck last start from a good draw. She should make her own luck again today. And Serene Majesty, she was disappointing. I thought a Hawkesbury run was well below par for her. Really, it's a defining day for her, whether she goes on or she goes to stud. So Need to see improved performance from her today, but no reason to say she won't. Her work's been good, the count's good, she looks well, so hopefully she pulls out a good run today.
And the big team winds up in the last, Pete, in the Hortensia with Dothraki, who's first up for my guests. Can be a bit hit and miss, but I remember his Gold Coast run first up off a couple of months in the Magic Million Sprint back in January. He was terrific that day. Haven't seen him since Morris McCartan, but again, a horse you've trialled, who's trialled well coming into Scone.
He's going well, Ray. He's on a style campaign and hasn't won for a while, but he's had a fresh number game with the viewer running him through winter. He looks very well, the horse. He looks fresh, he looks bright, he looks well. Got to give them a lot of weight, and not a good sprint is a lot of weight, which makes it difficult today. But no matter what he does, he will improve from. But he's in a good space to run well today.
Terrific. Great team all day.
Yeah,
so.
All day. So you're Brisbane and Paul's here?
Yes, correct.
All right, mate. Good luck. Hope the whole day goes well. And there's clear runnings everywhere.
Well, there appears to be at this stage, mate, anyway. So fingers crossed for everyone has a good day.
Good on you. Thanks,
Thanks
Pete.
So much, Pete.
Thanks,
Peter Snowden going through all of their runners. Now, Rod Northam's about to join us. Rod's been there listening. Rod, come and sit in this chair here if you can, mate. There's plenty of lead on that microphone there because we're not only on radio now these days, Rod, we're on TV on a Saturday morning. That's our big for us, and we appreciate you coming in from track work. How you been, mate?
Yeah, pretty good.
Almost won the English Challenge again yesterday,
yeah.
Born in Barcelona. Took a pretty good horse to beat you.
Yeah, it was a really, really good horse, I think. I was pretty happy with that filly's effort. She battled it out to the line and ran really well.
Yeah.
It's so hard for the local trainers these 2 days because of everyone that comes here, but you've always got the knack of having a horse that runs well here.
Yeah, well, obviously, we target it.
Yeah.
It's big prize money on your home track where you're just walking down the hill and not travelling all the way to Sydney. So, we aimed to run well, and they all ran pretty well yesterday.
Yeah.
A couple of seconds and a couple just out of the placings. But, it's obviously a target.
It's a target with big money?
It's a target with big money, yes. Very frustrating in Sydney with all the wet tracks. He just doesn't handle it at all.
No.
Not so much. He can handle a slow track. If he can get his foot in, he's okay. But if it's shifty, he's useless. So we knew we'd get a good track here.
Have you trialled him since the Galaxy, Rod?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No,
deliberate plan just to keep him fresh?
Yeah. Just keep him fresh for 1,100. He only had 10 days in the paddock. We sort of kept him ticking over. He's done some nice work, and he's pretty much ready to go.
It's a hot field, the Hortensia, as you expect, but he loves Scone, loves firm tracks. He's pretty much first up, which he generally goes pretty well.
Yeah,
so you have a level of confidence?
Yeah, I'm pretty keen.
Yeah.
And bookmakers don't seem to think he's much of a chance.
No,
but
good. We'll keep
it
quiet.
Can they open up now so we can tell
them? I've already backed him, so it's okay.
Well, it's always a good lead when you hear a trainer has backed their own horse. That's a good lead.
Yeah.
Do you feel, and Peter Snowden just said it with Dothraki, that a couple of these horses in this race haven't won for a while, but listening to you just off that, you think he's very capable of winning today, that he can break through and win?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's only two starts back. He got beaten a half head by La Romaine.
Yeah.
And he actually did a big job that day. He sat three deep and kept coming.
Almost ran him down.
So he's in form. He's just not had a lot of luck, and he gets a few favours today of the good track and good draw.
What about the one gate? Where does Robert settle? Robert Thompson settle with money.
Look, he'll probably race a little bit fresh, being the home track. He shouldn't be too far off him, I don't think. He'd probably be sort of 4th, 5th defence. Hopefully, sort of the one gate last race of 2 days racing carnival. Yeah. Hopefully, the inside holds up.
Well, they're shifting the rail out a little bit.
They are shifting it out, so that should probably help him. And it was really even yesterday. It raced great yesterday, so just that's a little bit of a concern, being the last race, whether it does get a little bit of traffic on the inside, whether it does chop out a little bit.
And, Rod, you're running the filly Dream No More in the Guinea. She won a maiden pretty well at Wyong the other day. I know this is a much tougher race, but how do you expect her to run?
Look, she's she probably would have benefited from Barrier 1 more than big money.
Yeah.
She's drawn a bit awkward. She's obviously she's stepping up in class a long way. She's always shown ability, but realistically, she's probably better placed at Dubbo or somewhere.
It's
but,
worth a roll of dice, isn't it?
It's a $400,000 race on your home track. And she's a nice filly, and in a few of the runs she's been doing a few things wrong. So if she does everything right, and she won't be beaten, won't be disgraced anyway.
Yeah, it's worth a roll of dice,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is. We talk every time we've come here in the last few years for the 2 days just how significant it is for the locals, particularly on Friday. They came out again yesterday. Mm. Maxie, our tech...
What was the crowd you said? Did you get a crowd?
No, I didn't get a crowd.
I was trying to get one.
It was big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very big.
Some talk was the biggest ever.
Yeah, well...
So
yeah, well, Robert said he thought it was probably nearly the biggest ever.
Yeah.
He said when you were around the gates, you looked across at the crowd.
It was right down towards the 400 metres and everything.
Big, yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah. No, there was plenty in the marquee. I know that.
Yeah, there was.
It was massive in there. Even Max, our technician, went to get a coffee at 11 yesterday morning, and there were people. We're not serving food, but you can have a coffee because we're going to the races. I mean, the locals love it, don't they? You know, they want to get out here.
Yeah, it is. It's a massive event for the town, and everybody looks forward to it, and they plan for it year in, year out.
Yeah.
So, and we've been really lucky with the weather for the last 10 or 15 years.
It hasn't rained, has it?
I can't remember.
It hasn't rained in a standalone, I don't reckon.
Yeah, not in a standalone, hasn't rained.
It's
so
extraordinary.
I mean, fingers crossed it keeps up.
Touch wood, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If we're sitting here next year and it's pouring,
yeah, no, you can blame
I'm going to remember you.
You can blame me.
Yeah. Mate, thanks for dropping into our OB van. Appreciate all the support from Scone. I want to say something, and I'll be honest, I don't even know the lady's name, so I'm going to be very honest here, but we had a tragedy in a car accident here yesterday opposite Crestfield Stun, where one of the office staff here that have been here for a number of years that Heath Courtney, the CEO, is relying on. Heath's learning about the role and things like that. And she was in a car accident and she had to be airlifted away. We're a bit unsure whether it was to where she went. But she's okay. She's going to take a long time to recover. But our thoughts are with everybody that were affected by that yesterday. Business is normal for all the staff. They just got on with it. But our thoughts are with her today, and particularly the family that lost a life in that the other car. The person lost its life, and our thoughts are just with everybody. And it happened near Crestfield yesterday, and we just got to hope that... That lady is okay. Do you know her first name, Rod?
I don't.
No,
I'm sorry. It's sort of the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, but our thoughts are with everyone that were affected by that yesterday going forward. Rod, good luck. I hope it's
tough.
Big money time and we're yelling and screaming that the horse has got there.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Yeah, he's he just tries hard every time and he deserves a bit of luck. So hopefully we'll get it today.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks
Rod. Rod Northam joining us here. Appreciate him coming. We'll take your headset off, Rod, before you yank yourself as you go. There you go. Thanks, mate. Ray Thomas is with us, Rod Northam. We got plenty more to go, haven't we?
How are we going for time?
Chris Lees wants to come on.
Yeah,
he wants
a good day yesterday,
Ray
Chris.
Thomas.
Yeah.
He says, Ray Thomas is on. I'll talk to Ron. Talk to Ray. I won't talk to Ron anymore because he's not here. He's just sleeping in at Yarraman. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Do you go home?
Yeah, no, that new road, it's a lot easier now to get back and a bit safer for me if I come home.
Yeah, it probably is. There's a lot of cars in the car park, mate, for those people that stayed here, or didn't stay here, but they've done the right
the
thing
car
in leaving,
full,
leaving their car here. If you're driving here, get here early, because most of the parks are already gone. Let's go through them.
Well, just quickly, Chris, great day yesterday. A couple of really smart horses. Decepticon did show what she showed in the trial. She was brilliant. And Excelamore, gee, that was some win.
Yeah, look, you always question the format of some of them races, restricted races, but she let down really well. Nice little filly. She'll probably have a break now, but she's done a really good job.
And Decepticon?
Another one. She's always shown a bit. The boys pulled her off some trials, and it's good to see her live up to what they thought of her. And I think the blinkers certainly switched her on. And she's another one. I may put her away. She's still a little bit highly strung, does a few things wrong, but I think she's going to be a nice filly in time.
Yeah, she's got some natural speed. Chris, you've taken upscale out of the second, obviously because of that wide draw.
Yeah, wide draw, big gate, big weight, and we'll wait for another day.
Yep. Rado?
Look, he's going well. He needs all the favours, I think, at this level. But if you've got the right type of run, he can certainly figure in the finish.
Does that apply to the next two, Chris? The Wasp in the Denise's Joy and Just Dreaming in the English Guineas. They're both in good form, obviously in much weaker races, and It's a big step up in class for both of them today.
Yeah, definitely. I could place them a lot softer, but they're two fillies in form, racing for a bit of black type, so they certainly deserve a chance at this level. But, you know, they'd need the right type of run and to fill a hole, and if they did that, well, terrific.
Just Dreaming was good the other day. She beat older horses and beat them pretty well.
Yeah, I like her. I think she's going to make a really nice mare in time. But just whether we're jumping a few grades today might be just a touch beyond her, but she could easily run a place with the right run.
Yeah, one to watch. The Scone Champ's back, clearly innocent. He's 5 from 5 here on his old home track. He's had just the one run for you, Chris, and I think everyone can put that down to just forget he went round at Hawkesbury, that the pace of the race, etc., didn't suit him. But the last 100 metres, he was stretching out really well and gets to 1,300 metres, firm track Scone today. Ticks a few boxes this afternoon.
Yeah, he's certainly got a few things in his favour today. It's quite a competitive race. I've been really pleased with him since that nice effort at Hawkesbury. So if he got the right type of run, I'm sure he's going to race really well.
Has it been a target, knowing that the horse was from Scone?
Oh, look, I spoke to Bruce Nell when the horse first came to us, and this was a race we thought we would target. There are options to go to Brisbane, but he's certainly suited on the big track, and it does look a nice option for him.
Chris, with a horse like Clearly Innocent, who's got exposed form, he's a seasoned campaigner, he comes to you as a tried and proven horse. Is it a case of if it ain't broke, don't fix it, and just work with the horse and see what, and just sort of learn about him as you go along?
Yeah, very much so. He's a pretty easy horse to train. He's come really well educated, as you'd imagine, from Benno, and he's a really nice horse. Not a lot of him, so therefore I haven't done a great deal of fast work with him. He doesn't carry a great deal of condition, so I think that run's really brought him on, and he looks well.
And Felines, you just got to admire this mare. She never runs a bad race. I know she can't go probably a metre past 1,100, Chris, but this is her distance range, and she comes to Scone for this race in terrific form, the Hortensia, off that tough win at Hawkesbury last start.
Yeah, I think most important when she's at 1,100 metres, she draws soft, so she can just race that length or two closer than what she would with an awkward gait, and that just gives her a chance to have that furlong turn of foot that she shows from a good draw. And she gets that again today, similar. I think it sets up a little similar to Hawkesbury, which gives us that chance to be right in the finish here.
Your best today, Chris?
Oh, I'd say Clearly Innocent. It looks a suitable race for him, and although a very competitive race, but I think he gets there in pretty good order.
Be a popular winner if he can do the job.
It will be. It'll bring down the stand. Good on you, mate. Good luck. Safe travels out here.
Hey, thanks, boys.
Chris Lee's joining us there. We've gone halfway in all the interviews that Ray's lined up. We're going okay?
I think we're going okay. 7:32.
We're going to take a break and be back. More Racing HQ Saturday. You're listening on Sky Sports Radio, and you're watching Sky One and Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Your business can secure some extra stock at a great price, but the banks say no.
You want it in time for a peak sales period, yet they still say no.
You need funds before the deal disappears, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house. And you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Dynamic Syndications, in association with legendary breeder Sir Patrick Hogan of Cambridge Stud, have a potential stallion prospect to own and race with Gay and Adrian. By Australia's champion sire Reader's Choice, our colt is from Love Tessa, Group 3 Perform winner of 2 and a direct descendant of the immortal broodmare 8 Carat. For $13,150 per share, join our dynamic team of Sir Patrick, Gay and Adrian. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Harvey Norman's massive clearance outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more, lots more. Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. For over 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches and rings. Z&Z were the original designers and makers of the grand final rings for 17 years. for official NRL watches and jewellery, engagement or wedding rings, corporate gifts or remodelling and repairs, ZNZ's your place. See ZNZ at Westfield Hurstville or visit znz.com.au. Proud sponsors of the Parramatta Eels and St George Junior Referees.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
It is Racing HQ. We're broadcasting from Scone on the morning of a strong metropolitan meeting. Let's go through them. They've got interim scratchings. They've just appeared. We're on a good four. The rail being moved out this morning from the 800 to the winning post. Out 3 metres and true the remainder. That's happening right now. Race one is clear. Race two, number two upscale, 14 Lake Lugano and 18 Salerno. 2:14 at 18. Races three and four are clear. Race five, number 12, plenty to like. 16 like as last and 17, no effort needed. 12, 16 and 17 out of race five. Race six, number 10, unequivocal. Number 10, race seven clear and race eight, the last, the Hortensia. Seven hieroglyphics and 11 paint, 7 and 11. So they're the interims. Obviously, emergencies will come out. We'll go through the whole lot in about 15 or 20 minutes, and that will bring us up to date with all the other scratchings. Darren Weir and No Planes out of Melbourne. Yeah. Something's got to be done here. Suberg and El Divino, they decided to float up on Wednesday, stopped in Sydney Wednesday night, travelled up, and then got high temperatures. So they're travel, both out of the Doomben 10,000. There's been no extras there. Glenn Munsey is up in Brisbane. He'll join us after 8. He's telling me here, light rain in Brisbane right now. So there's a few showers. It's a soft 6 now. We've just got to hope the showers stay away. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on that, and Munsey will give us a bit more in about half an hour. Tommy Berry is with us now on HQ Saturday. Morning to you, Tommy.
How are you, Andrew? Ray, how are you?
Morning, Tom.
How are things, mate?
Yeah, no, just in the bath sweating at the moment, mate, so that's what the echo is.
Yeah, no, understand. It's the life of a jockey. Can I ask how much you got to lose?
Just a kilo and a half, mate, so I pretty much had to lose a kilo and a half for ride 53 yesterday and about the same today, so.
It's a tough life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a tough life. You've just got to get out in there, and you know what, I guess the body in some way gets used to it.
Yeah, it's quite used to it. You know, I'm only 26, but I've been doing it for 10 years now, so, you know, I know what my body needs to do, and, you know, sometimes it's harder than other times, but because I rode 53 yesterday, it should make it a little bit easier, hopefully.
Well, hopefully you can keep that winning surge going, Tom. You won on Siskin yesterday. I think it takes you to 52 wins in the Sydney Premiership, so you're within striking distance of Brenton Abdullah, who's riding at Doomben today. Is a Premiership bid in the back of your mind, Tom?
Oh, not really, Andrew. I'm just out there at the moment to ride as many winners as I can. You know, I've spent a lot of time away this season once again and spent quite a bit of time on the sidelines, unfortunately. Probably been my worst season for suspension. But, you know, I've had a really good run of late. I'm riding for the top stables. Obviously, the Hawks team, they're there year in, year out. Chris Waller and Mr. O'Shea, which is now obviously Darren Beaton and Gary Waterhouse. So some of the top stables there, and then plenty of other smaller stables along the way that are making my job much easier. But I'm just really enjoying my racing at the moment. If I'd love to win a premiership, I've wanted to do it for years, but I really haven't given myself a chance to do that. But if it does happen, then it would be great. But as I said, Brenton is fine at the moment as well. He's got a nice lead, and all I can do is try and ride as many winners as I can to finish off the season.
We've got a terrific book at Scone today. And you start off with Wugok, who you rode at Canterbury last start, Tommy. That was over 1,900. I think this three-year-old will be much better suited back out to 2,200 today.
Yeah, he will. You know, he went a little bit keen in the lead the other day, and I had one engage with Nick Hayward on it, just sort of beat him down on it, which didn't help. No fault of theirs, but just, you know, my track go way too keen. And I think the track was a bit too firm for him at Canterbury. The way the track raced yesterday at Scone, I had a little bit of give in it, which was certainly spoke quite well. And it just depends if you can get a nice tough time in the lead or can get Kevin to switch off. That's what he's got to do. If he can switch off, he'll be there in the finish.
He looks hard to beat, as does First Hand in the second. He comes off a lovely run at Caulfield first up, a month between runs, but looks like Team Hawks have targeted this Scone race with him.
Yeah, they have. Well, This is a horse that my wife Shani owned a part of. So
pressure's on today, Tom.
Yeah, he's come down for the weekend to watch him go around, so hopefully he gets the cash. But we've always had a lot of time for this bloke, but he's always sort of done a little bit wrong. He can race a bit keen and just do them small things wrong in races that can cost yourself. But he's found a very winnable race today. It's quite an even field, I think. He put himself on the speed from a handy barrier, and he's always tough at the end. But I think the big track will suit him quite well. The small track last start, he's just got a bit unbalanced around the corner, and was strong to the line late.
Yeah, you hit the line hard there at Caulfield. Debon Ely back to filly's grade here today. And, look, she's probably going to lead her, be up on speed, making her own luck. And her run last start on that heavy at Randwick, excellent behind the Mighty Fed. And she'll take some passing here in the Woodland Stakes.
Yeah, she will. I think it's quite a competitive field. She's in good form. I think both the Godolphin horses are the ones to beat. Her run was really good on the heavy track last start. I'm really looking forward to seeing her on top of the ground again. The last time we saw her on a good track was when she faltered in at Warwick Farm. So she's got great credentials. Gay's very good with the 2-year-olds. I spoke to her yesterday and she's really happy with how this horse has gone along. So, she's got a good barrier. There looks to be a bit of speed in the race, but I've gone inside so I should get the advantage and we'll put ourselves right on the pace. And I know my horse will be rock hard fit and we'll make it a real test.
Miss Debutant in the Denise's Joy, Tom. You've drawn the visitor's gate. You're out in gate 16. She likes to get up on speed. You just try and jump and get across as best you can?
Yeah, I will. Once again, there'll be a lot of speed in this race, all the way through the field. But she's got good speed. She's got nice ability. I think she's untapped at this stage. She just did what she had to last start to win at Canterbury, and she was probably a bit underdone, so she was much fitter from that. She's obviously going forward, and I think a good track will suit her as well. And if she can overcome that barrier and get a nice run, I think she's going to be good. It's just when you draw those barriers, you need all the favours.
In the English Guinea, Thard's about $35. I think he's over the odds, Tommy. One second up last prep. I know the Hawk stable have always had a good opinion of this 3-year-old. His first up runner, I guess you could say, was indifferent, but firm track, scone, 1,400 metres, fast pace. He'll be coming home hard, Thard.
Yeah, well, we always had a big opinion of this bloke, as you said, Ray. Last preparation was when at Canterbury was quite good, and the start before when he was far away. Yeah, made up many lengths to run just behind the place, guys. First up this preparation, I think he left us all a bit puzzled. We thought he was flying going into the run. There was no reason why he shouldn't have run well or won the race. He had a good run in the race, so there's no excuses there. He's come back off a little freshen up. He's trialled well since, and quite trialled early in the season. Look, we couldn't be any happier with this bloke. He shouldn't be $35, but I think last time I can see why he is. And I think if he runs up to his best, he'll be right in the finish. But as I said, off that disappointing run last start, I'm just a bit wary of his chances. But if he does run up to his best, he'll definitely give this field a shot.
Yeah, I think he's an each-way chance for sure. Sir Bacchus, his form reads 8th of 9 last start in that heavy track at round behind Nyetta, but it was a pretty handy run, and today this race sets up beautifully for him. Good tempo up front, firm track, that long run home at Scone. He's a chance too in the Luskin Star.
Yeah, I think he's probably one of my better odds of the day. Off his last run, if you just had a look at the form, you'd probably say it was disappointing, but if you go back and watch the replay, it was quite a nice run. He didn't get a heap of room down the straight the last probably 50-100 metres. Kieran had to sit up on him. I think he'll be better on top of the ground, better on a big track, because he does have that nice finishing burst, but he just needs time to wind up and a bit of clear room. So he's drawn a nice barrier. If he gets all the breaks, there's going to be very good speed up front. He'll be the one storming all the way. But as I said, I think he's close to my best ride of the day.
Prompt response in the dark duel. This filly's as tough as they come. She gets up on speed, makes her own luck. In a race where I think only probably prompt response and maybe the stablemate Sweet Redemption go forward, you could be able to dictate here, Tom.
Yeah, look, I'll be guided what Gage says. Obviously, me and the stablemate don't want to take each other on, but I guess whoever jumps and finds the front first will probably settle there, and me getting the advantage of the good barrier will probably be the one. But, she had to do a tough three wide the other day and still sustained that long run and finished off quite well. And I always find horses that have got to sit wide at Hawkesbury, it makes it very hard for them to win, because it's quite a sharp-hand corner, and there's not a big camber on the track, so they've really got to do a good job to sort of sit wide on there. As you said, she's drawn well, she's tough, she'll be on speed. Seemed to do yesterday. The horse has got an easy time in front yesterday, very hard to catch. So if she can get a nice time or can sort of skip on the corner, then she'll be definitely hard to catch.
Yeah, no, she's certainly in the contest, as is this horse in the last you're riding, in the Hortensia, Le Cordon Bleu. He does need a few things to go his way, admittedly, Tom. He needs the tempo. He needs to get back and get clear galloping room, but he ticks all those boxes here this afternoon at Scone.
Yeah, he does. His form reads really well. He's been running, and he barely runs a bad race, unless it's excuses or because of circumstances, but he's always a horse. He's just got to get back in and switch off. I hope he's just going to pace the race, which it looks to be.
Very comprehensive, Tom.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Good report. That's our listeners and viewers, and I say this regularly, that we really appreciate trainers and jockeys coming on.
He's a guy trying to lose a kilo and a half, and we're bothering him. Thanks for that, Tom.
I could lose.
All I can say is I need to lose about 10 and a half, so, mate. You need to put it on.
I can't put on weight.
Hey, Ray, we're sitting here in the OB van at Scone. I'm sitting here with a shirt on with a jumper. Ray's turned up in a suit, including a tie. I mean, how impeccable.
I've got to go straight to work.
No hair out of place at 7 o'clock this morning, Tommy.
He hasn't stopped giving it to me either, Tom.
Any other way, he's a professionalist, for sure.
Thanks, Tom.
What's that say about me? Thank you, Tommy.
We know what you're like, Andrew.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Tom. Good luck today.
Tommy Berry going through everything there. Really good stuff. Gary Portelli's about to join us. He's got some key hopes today. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, mate. Actually, I think you're wrong. I think they're his pyjamas he's wearing there, mate.
It's getting worse.
Put it this way, mate. He's a neat sleeper because it's
I'm a shocking sleeper. That's what I am.
Please. It's immaculate, mate. It's a three-pinner with a pink tie. Oh, mate.
Mate, I saw him on TV this morning. Was at the track, and I did that thought, well, I'd hate to see what he looks like when he actually gets dressed up, but it turns out for sports radio.
It's fantastic to have
a footy jumper next time.
Yeah, you do. Wear a footy jumper.
I'm a carton jumper.
Yeah. Mate, just briefly back on yesterday, and just to alert everyone, Deanne Pena got a suspension, mate, but she rides through, I think, till Sunday week, tomorrow week?
That's right. She starts her suspension on Sunday week. She just came out slightly as she comes the corner, and Jay Ford is making his run and cut him off. So it's one of them sort of things where I suppose you're trying to get into the race, and you've got to have your wits about you. You're not only looking to get runs, you've got to worry about people making them too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And test the shadow, Gary probably just had enough now, or?
Yeah, that's what I think the key was yesterday, mate.
Yeah.
They went out very quick, as it turned out.
Didn't they?
There was no speed on paper. It's always the way. All of a sudden, they went through the first half of the race, and like with the Nathan, it'll be the barrier trial. So,
you said that during the week when I had you on. You said that'll happen.
Yeah, I know it. Every time you say it, and all of a sudden there was horses kicking up everywhere in that first 400 metres, and he got in a lovely spot, but he wasn't the same horse. So unfortunately, they all come to an end at some point in their prep, and he did a fantastic preparation where he stepped up to good quality horses during the carnival.
Yeah, didn't he have a great prep? Gary, I know you're heading to Brisbane for Rebel Day, and we'll get to him shortly, but a couple of runners at Scone today, I think, are terrific chances. This two-year-old Fulipizan, she comes out of two strong form races over summer and a lovely recent trial. I know it's a hot race, the Woodlands, but a lot of good form judges really rate this filly today.
Yeah, look, she's a good filly, I think, and I would have been pretty bullish if she'd have drawn inside a five, Ray, really. I thought she would have been the horse to beat, but from there, I'm just not sure where she's going to get to. From barrier 12 of 12, no scratchings, and we're just not sure. So I've sort of got to leave it to Deanne as to where she ends up, but I'd like to sort of have her where she could at least be in a position to be strong late. You know, I'd hate to stay three deep on the bend attacking the leaders and found wanting first up, that's for sure. So tricky race.
Could she be ridden back in field, Gary?
She could be. We actually tried it at the barrier trial the other day at Hawkesbury, and once she grabbed hold, she switched off. She's pretty easy to ride, but I'm just not sure if you really want to get back too far from that gate. So I'm hoping that maybe a little bit of speed comes on and she can slot in somewhere.
Yeah, no, she's a promising type in a pretty deep Woodland Stakes. Bellavino's in the Denise's Joy. One thing about this filly we know for sure, Gary, she'll be in front for a long, long way.
Yeah, look, she's super fast. Actually, we tried to ride her behind the barrier trial at 7:40 at Randwick the other day. It looked like there was a fair bit of speed in that trial, and
she was too quick.
To do that. She just goes too quick. So yeah. It's sort of a situation where all of these three Ross fillies are trying to get some black type before they turn four, obviously, and it's so important for these fillies to get black type. They're worth a lot of money, and their foals are worth even more later on. So to throw up the stumps from a long way out, really, for us. She hasn't even won a mid-weeker, but she's got enough speed to hopefully run the top three, and you know, that'll be job done for me. I think the owners are pretty happy when she comes to broodmare time, if or sale time, when if she was to get black type, you know.
She's going to give him a thrill, that's for sure. She'll be in front for a long way. And what about Rebel Dane? He's coming towards the end of his career. He'll go to stud in Victoria next breeding season in the spring. But, gee, he's been an old marvel for you, Gary. And a few things are falling his way today. The rain around, it's a soft six, a couple of showers in Brisbane. And this is the sort of track that Rebel Dane loves.
Yeah, look, I don't think he gets through a heavy track. All the jockeys say he tries his heart out. That's what gets him through it. But on this sort of track, he probably goes a little better. I think slow, he'll probably get to a five more than likely, I hope. But yeah, look, 3 or 4 years ago, I'd be saying, you look, if he was at his top form, this would be a step back in grade for him, you know. But he's 7 year old. He's on the way out. We're sort of hoping that he's going to reproduce his best. Certainly no signs to suggest that he shouldn't. So it's hard to be bullish, but his work on Tuesday was great, and he looks fantastic. So I'm really hoping that we can pull off a group one before he goes to stud. I think that'd be a great achievement for everyone and in my stable and for the horse himself, and it just might add a few nice mares to him, to his roster.
He's been a great horse. If you think, Gary, he was competing with Piero as a three-year-old, and here he is this season still winning group ones 4 or 5 years later.
Well, he goes again. He'll be racing against Piero's stock.
That's
a very good point.
No, he's been a great horse, mate, and a testament to my team that work here at the stables too, I've got to say. Like, to keep this horse sound and happy and healthy and get him, you know, at this level for so long, it's not easy, a particular stallion. So, you know, our team have been great, so I've got to thank them as well.
Yep.
Good on you, mate. I know you're heading north with Rebel Dame. Good luck with the ones out here as well.
Thanks, mate. Have a great day.
Good luck, Gary. Gary Portelli joining us there. That two-year-old race, it's a very strong one, isn't
it? And as Gary said, it's worth a throw at the stunts with a promising filly. You can get some black type as a two-year-old.
Yeah,
you've done your job as a trainer.
John Thompson's got one in it, Malabar. He's also got Naida, and he joins us. John, good morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew. Ray.
Good morning, John.
Good to talk to you. I mean, we're just on the Woodlands, mate. It's a really competitive race. You've got a horse, Malabar, who's sort of $12-$13. How do you see it today?
Yeah, well, she was a little bit disappointing on the heavy track at Randwick the other day, and she's back to a good three today, so drawing a good barrier, and she's been working very well, so I'd expect her to be pretty competitive.
Yeah, good morning, John. Some really good runners all day, and you start off with the first with Last Wish, who's a tough stay getting back to form, and I'm really interested in your move with Waking Moment, who comes out of the ATC Oaks, and I dare say you've got your mind on eye on the Queensland Oaks with her?
We do, yeah. She's just a funny breed, and she needs to be spaced between runs. So we thought, if we run today, we give her 3 weeks into the Oaks. And she's been in the paddock for a couple of weeks after the championships.
Yep.
And today's run will just get her back to 100% full fitness, and she'll be all set to go up to the Oaks in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, nice filly back on top of the ground, a real chance. Last Wish, as I said, he's slowly but surely working his way back into form, John.
Yeah, just a real genuine stayer. Again, he's been hindered a bit by the heavy tracks, but he still got up and ran second his last start on the heavy, so it was taken into that. It was a pretty good run on his behalf, so back on a good three today. He should be competitive.
We mentioned Malabar earlier. Blowing Kisses in the Denise's Joy. Look, she was dynamic first up at Wyong, showed a brilliant turn of foot. Then her wheels were just spinning right through that race on the soft seven, heavy eight at Randwick last start.
Yeah, hopefully it was just the heavy track. She never travelled like a winner that day. So back on the firm surface today, hopefully she can bounce back to her best. She's a nice filly, and I think she's up to stakes grade. So hopefully that can be today.
That day, I was was just hoping, John, that there was nothing physically wrong with her, because she just never put herself there, did she?
No, just never travelled, never looked like the winner. Yeah, it was pretty disappointing.
Where does young Blake go from gate nine, John?
He'd be midfield.
Okay, yeah. I think she's a real chance of massive
turn it round on the track.
Yeah. Our Belisa comes off a pretty handy run on Anzac Day behind Military Machine. And again, a filly back on top of the ground here, could improve again.
Yeah, she ran on the same day. Struggled a little bit first up on the heavy. And again, you know, similar story. Both same, them two fillies. You know, she's back on a good three today. And, you know, she can hopefully turn it around as well.
Okay, we'll just pick it up there, John. It's Hamish in the studio. We just seem to have lost the guys in Scone. We'll endeavour to get them back momentarily here on Sky Sports Radio. So, John, in terms of that, with the track at Scone today, how are you thinking it might be playing as we're getting to the later stages of the day?
Speaking to a few jockeys today, they said it started to cut out late on the inside. So I dare say today there will be a fair bit of swooping going on.
Fantastic. We've got Glenn Munsey. He's with us in Brisbane. Great day for the Brisbane Carnival. Glenn's going to link in and we'll do a bit of a trifecta here. John, Glenn's got a few questions and thoughts for Nyetta today and your stable in general.
Yes, good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Glenn.
Mate, she was very impressive first up, resuming back on the 22nd of April at Randwick, but she raced very fresh on that occasion. Did she surprise you? She didn't go as keen as she did?
She did surprise me. She goes well fresh. And, she was probably a pair closer than I thought she'd be. Just, you know, a bit keen early, but, you know, Blake didn't knock around. He sort of just tried to hold it together. And when Joey Pride's horse come to challenge in the straight, you know, she lifted and fought it off. So it was a good, tough win. But after that, we sent her up to Emerin Park for a week on the water walker out of the paddock. And she come back bright as a button again, and she's had 2 weeks work, and going into today's run, you know, she's in good shape, and yeah, I dare say she'll be hard to beat.
Is she a difficult horse to plan a program, because you have stretched her out a couple of occasions? I know the day at Warwick Farm it was 1400, but even at 1200, is it difficult to plan a program for a pure short course horse like her?
It's not once you know what you've got. You know, she was always hitting the line, so I thought, you know, step her up in distance. But when we did that at Warwick Farm over the 1400, obviously it wasn't her go. You know, she's very dynamic at the 1000, 1100. We'll do our best to keep her to those distances. If we have to stretch her out to 1200, so be it. But she is relaxing a lot more in her races. But look, she's going super. So yeah, I'm pretty keen to see how she goes today.
Righto, the boys are back with us at Scone. Andrew, just tell Ray to put a chit in for 80% of the time this morning. If you're going to be, you know, dropping off there to go out. There is a report coming through that Ray's outside cooking your barbecue, Andrew.
No, we had
a little... bring the coffees, Glenn.
Little issue with the camera. Hey, John Thompson, thanks for joining us, mate. Appreciate it. Good luck with all of those today.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. John Thompson there. All right, Ray, talking of coffees, and I can smell...
another one.
I can smell a toastie being cooked out there, so you go and enjoy that. I'll go through all the scratchings, and Paul Joyce will be back in a little while as well to have a look at all of this Scone information. Let's have a look at the scratchings. For Scone here, it's a good four. It is overcast right now, but it will clear 21, 22 degrees on the way. The rail is out 3 metres from the 800 to the winning post, and that was planned to do that. They're moving that rail as we speak. The scratchings, race one, take out the four emergencies, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Race two, number two, upscale, 14, Lake Lugano, 18, Salerno and 20, Clamour, 2, 14, 18 and 20. The third is clear. Race four, take out the four emergencies, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Race 5, number 12, Plenty to Like, 16, Like as Lass and 17, No More or No Effort Needed. 12, 16 and 17 out of the fifth. Race 6, number 10, Unequivocal is out, number 10. Race 7, Clear. And race 8, number 7, Hieroglyphics and 11, Paint, 7 and 11. They're the scratchings for Scone today on what will be a standout program for sure. Kembla Grange. Let's go to Kembla Grange as our provincial program today. And at Kembla, the track is a good four. Now, I'm having some issues here on my magical iPad. I'm going to just push a couple of buttons here to try and rectify that, but I'm being told that Rise has gone slow back in the studio. So let's see what we can bring you here